Charlie Cora, Disney heiress, and high school teacher, comes out as trans, slams Florida's education law. By Warner Todd Houston on April 11, 2022. The great-grandchild of the late Roy Disney, who co-founded Disney with his younger brother Walt, has come out as transgender and is going on the attack against Florida's parental rights in education law. Charlie Cora had identified as gay for more than a decade, but in 2018 at 30 years of age, the high school teacher and Disney heiress identified as trans. Cora told the Los Angeles Times of regret over past inaction on LGBTQ causes. "I feel like I don't do very much to help. I don't call senators or take action. I felt like I could be doing more," Cora said. Cora announced a $250,000 matching grant to Human Rights Campaign, HRC, at the group's annual banquet in Los Angeles in March. The grant has been echoed by Charlie's father, Roy P. Disney, grandson of the Disney co-founder, who promised to match donations up to $500,000 for HRC. "Equality matters deeply to us," Roy wrote in a statement. "Especially because our child, Charlie, is transgender and a proud member of the LGBTQ+ community." Cora claims to have struggled with being gay during high school and early adulthood. "I had very few openly gay role models," Cora said. "And I certainly didn't have any trans or non-binary role models. I didn't see myself reflected in anyone, and that made me feel like there was something wrong with me." Cora and family are very dur on Florida's parental rights in education bill that was just signed into law by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Cora told the paper that LGBTQ people already face high rates of depression and anxiety, bullying, and suicide. "Then to put something like this law on top of that? They can't learn about their community and their history at school, or play sports or use the bathroom they want to use?" This claim is not entirely true. The education bill only prevents Florida school children grades pre-K through 3rd grade from being exposed to gender identity politics and radical gay ideologies. The bill does not state that LGBTQ-identifying students can't learn about their community and their history at school. The Disney Corporation, of course, faced an avalanche of criticism from a handful of hardcore LGBTQ activists both inside and outside the company after internal activists complained that CEO Bob Chapek and the board did not openly work to defeat Florida's education bill from the outset as the law was debated in the legislature. Eventually, Chapek issued a groveling apology and then went on to slam Florida's education bill, calling it an attack on Florida's LGBTQ community. Despite all Disney's posturing in favor of the LGBTQ lobby's agenda, the company has also taken criticism for plans to expand business in countries notorious for their harsh laws against gays. Even as it grovels before LGBTQ activists inside the U.S., Disney is also expanding its business interests in Algeria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Palestine, Qatar, Yemen, and other countries, many of which have laws that actually imprison, and in some cases even execute, citizens who are outed as being gay. Governor DeSantis struck back at Disney's attacks, saying, "This state is governed by the interests of the people of the state of Florida. It is not based on the demands of California corporate executives." DeSantis also took a swipe at detractors of the law, adding, "They support sexualizing kids in kindergarten. They support injecting woke gender ideology into second-grade classrooms. They support enabling schools to transition students to a different gender without the knowledge of the parent, much less without the parent's consent." Despite all Disney's posturing in favor of the LGBTQ lobby's agenda, the company has also taken criticism for plans to expand business in countries notorious for their harsh laws against gays. Even as it grovels before LGBTQ activists inside the U.S., Disney is also expanding its business interests in Algeria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Palestine, Qatar, Yemen, and other countries, many of which have laws that actually imprison, and in some cases even execute, citizens who are outed as being gay. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.